Mrs. White looked at the stranger and she thought, perhaps he has the money. But why mourned Meggins? And his face is very unhappy. Why? Suddenly, the old woman was afraid.
Please sit down, Mr. White began.
But now his wife could not wait. What's the matter? She cried. Is Herbert? She could not finish the question. The stranger did not look at their faces, and Mr. White began to be afraid too.
Please tell us, he said.
I'm very sorry, the man from Moore and Meggins began. He stopped for a minute, and then he began again. I'm very sorry, but this morning there was an accident at the factory. What's the matter? Is Herbert okay? Mrs. White cried again.
Well,
the man began slowly.
Is he in hospital?
The old woman asked, very afraid now.
Yes, but...
The stranger looked at Mrs. White's face and stopped.
Is he dead? Is Herbert dead?
Mr. White asked quietly.
Dead?
Mrs. White cried.
Oh, no! Please! Not dead! Not Herbert! Not our son!
Suddenly the old woman stopped because she saw the stranger's face. Then the two old people knew. Their son was dead. Old Mrs. White began to cry quietly, and Mr. White put his arm round her. Sometime later, the man from Moore and Megan said,
it was the machinery. An accident. Herbert called help. The men heard him and ran to him quickly, but they could do nothing. The next minute he was in the machinery. I'm very, very sorry, he finished.
For a minute or two the room was quiet. At last Mrs. White said,
our son, dead. We're never going to see him again. What are we going to do without him?
Her husband said,
he was our son. We loved him.
Then Mrs. White asked the stranger,
can we see him? Can we see our son? Please take me to him. I want to see my son.
But the stranger answered quickly.
No, he said. It's better not to see him. They couldn't stop the machinery quickly. He was in there for a long time. And at first they couldn't get him out. He was...
The man stopped. Then he said,
don't go to see him.
The stranger went over to the window because he did not want to see the faces of the two old people. He said nothing, but he stood there for some time and he waited. Then he went back to the old people and began to talk again.
There's one more thing, he said. Your son worked for Moore and Meggins for 6 years, and he was a good worker. Now Moore and Meggins want to help you at this unhappy time.
Again the stranger stopped. After a minute he began again.
Moore and Meggins want to give you some money.
Then he put something into Mr. White's hand. Old Mr. White did not look at the money in his hand. Slowly he stood up and looked at the stranger, afraid.
How much?
Mr. White asked, very quietly. He did not want to hear the answer.
£30,000, the stranger said.